Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer portion of today's call. During that time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Maggie Mooney-Seuss. You may begin.
Thank you, Brandon. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our NOAA Fisheries Telephone Town Hall. Today, we're going to share both an overview of our management and science mission and our plans to develop an Alaska implementation plan for the NOAA Fisheries National Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. For short, we'll call this the EEJ strategy going forward. This call is for tribal government representatives only. If others have joined the call, we ask that you drop off now. We plan to host other engagement efforts to gather input from underserved communities across Alaska to seek broad input to inform development of this implementation plan. Please email me or Emily Wilson. She's the NOAA Fisheries Alaska Regional Office Tribal Coordinator. Either one of us would be happy to get back to you following the meeting with more information on how you can provide input. The format for today's call includes brief presentations from both the science and the management side of the NOAA Fisheries House. First, John Curlin, the Alaska Regional Administrator, will present an overview of our resource management responsibilities under various federal laws. Then Bob Foy, the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Director, will provide an overview of the science and research efforts conducted by the Science Center that support federal management actions. Following this, Emily Wilson, Tribal Relations Coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office, will provide highlights from the National EEJ Strategy and the next steps we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. The goal today is to keep these remarks to about 15 minutes so that we have around 30 minutes or so for clarifying questions from tribal representatives. At that time, we'll provide information on how you can open your lines to ask questions. We see today as the start of a conversation with all of you. Over time, we hope to find out how we can better serve your needs, what information relating to the science and management of federally managed fisheries and marine mammal conservation are you interested in receiving from us? What are the best ways for us to get that information to you, and when? We recognize that the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and the Bristol Bay regions are very distinct from each other, as are the communities that make up your respective regions. You have different issues of interest and concern. So we're exploring the possibility of conducting regional hub meetings in 2024. Do you think this is a good way to better engage your regions and respective communities in further conversations about the development of this EEJ implementation plan? We hope to explore this more later on this afternoon in our Q&A session. I also want to mention that joining today on the call, besides our speakers, is Julian Lartigue. He's our Deputy Director at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Mabel Baldwin Schaefer, she's the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Tribal Research Coordinator. And Julie Fair, she's Public Affairs Officer for the Alaska Regional Office. Lastly, we recognize that time is limited today, but we really just have time to introduce you to this effort. So we've scheduled additional telephone town hall. We're providing an opportunity for you to submit written comments via our website. Emily and I and others on this call are also happy to speak directly to interested tribal councils and organizations if you would like to have further discussions to help NOAA Fisheries develop this regional EEJ implementation plan. Information on how to provide written comment or details regarding other calls, as well as the PowerPoint for today's presentation, can be found on the NOAA Fisheries website. To find this information, if you go into Google, in the Google search bar, and type NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, you should be able to find our page. Click on that link, and you'll find the information that I just described. We'll be recording today's call, and also plan to post that recording on the webpage for future reference. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Emily Wilson, who is going to give a land acknowledgement.
Thank you, Maggie. Akwae, and hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this afternoon for our Equity and Environmental Justice Town Hall. I'll be giving your land acknowledgement here. We at NOAA acknowledge that we live and work on the indigenous homelands and waterways of the Alaska Native people who have been indigenous to this land for over 10,000 years, living their culture and tribal values as their ancestors and elders taught them. We recognize that the tribes never relinquished their property rights or their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. I have the honor and privilege of living and working on the land of the Yakutat Tlingit people. We want to thank each tribe in the Tlingit language, Gunanlashish, for the stewardship of this land and these waterways since time immemorial. We appreciate you joining us today from many places, near and far, to discuss the topics of equity and environmental justice. Thank you for your patience and attendance as we learn. Now I'd like to turn the call over to John Curlin, our Alaska Regional Administrator. John?
Thanks, Emily, and thanks, Maggie. Good afternoon, everybody. Again, I'm John Curlin. I'm the Regional Administrator for NOAA Fisheries in Alaska, so I oversee all of our regulatory and management programs for marine resources. It's a pleasure to talk to you today about our agency's equity and environmental justice strategy, and as to develop an Alaska implementation plan for that strategy. So we're really looking for ways that we can better serve communities that perhaps we haven't reached or served as well in the past as we might aspire to do. So I'll start with just an overview of what our Alaska Regional Office is and does. As I mentioned, we're responsible for all of NOAA's regulatory and resource management responsibilities. So that revolves around three main natural resource programs. The first of those is carried out by our Sustainable Fisheries Division, responsible for the management of fisheries in federal waters. So that's from about 3 miles offshore out to the limits of the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone, which is 200 miles offshore. And as many of you are probably aware, Alaska fisheries are hugely important to the nation and, of course, hugely important for the state of Alaska. Economically very important, support a lot of jobs, a lot of community benefits, in addition to subsistence and recreational uses. So our Sustainable Fisheries Division partners very closely with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and handles all of the regulatory development, the required analyses under applicable laws, in-season fishery management, catch monitoring to make sure that we don't exceed quotas for all the different species and keep the fisheries managed sustainably. Our second natural resource program is Protected Resources. That division deals primarily with conservation and recovery of marine mammals. Very importantly, includes co-management of subsistence use of marine mammals with our partners. We have a number of co-management agreements with specific Alaska Native organizations around the state, closely with them on harvest monitoring and hunter education and research and a variety of different activities related to subsistence use of marine mammals. The Protected Resources Division is also responsible for listing and recovery of species that are threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act, designation of critical habitat, implementation of recovery programs. Division also manages our Alaska Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program, so that deals with disentanglement of whales that become entangled in fishing gear or marine debris, for example. Also, response to dead marine mammals that wash up on shore to see if we can understand the cause of death, and in particular if death was caused by any human sources, so we can work on management efforts to minimize those human sources of mortality. And the Protected Resources Division also works with a variety of federal construction agencies, action agencies, to minimize the effects of their activities. Our third major natural resource program is habitat conservation, and the Habitat Division works in partnership with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to identify and describe essential fish habitat for all of the commercial species of fish off Alaska, and to minimize the effects of fishing on that habitat. Also works with regulatory and construction agencies to minimize the effects of their activities important habitats for fish and shellfish. And then we have a few different support divisions that are also integral to our mission. One is the Restricted Access Management Division, or RAM. They're involved in all of the fishery permitting and quota allocation and management. Operations and Management Division handles all budget, facilities, procurement. And then our Information Services Division helps with computer programming for interfaces so fishermen and processors and others can get access to data and good timely reports of their catches and landings and so forth. And then there are a few different support functions that operate out of my office, the regional office, dealing with aquaculture to promote mariculture in Alaska for seaweed and shellfish, Arctic policy, communications, and tribal relations is also run out of my office. Our office, our main regional office is in Juneau. We've got a field office in Anchorage and satellite offices in Kodiak and Harbor. And the last thing I'll say is that we work really closely in partnership with our Alaska Science Center, which is responsible for all of the science and research and monitoring carried out by my office. And Bob Foy, my counterpart and director of the Alaska Fisheries, take the baton here and tell you about their operations. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And good afternoon, everybody. Very happy that you have taken some time out of your busy lives to join us to talk about this really important topic, equity and environmental justice. Is a critical topic from the science perspective, because we want to make sure that we are collecting the information that is needed to represent you and your communities. So as John said, my name is Bob Foy. I am the director of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. This is the science wing of NOAA Fisheries in the Alaska region. And our job is to provide the data that supports management. We provide the data that supports communities and information that helps communities and industries that rely on fisheries resources in the North Pacific deal with changes and adapt to climate change, for instance. We work with other federal entities and other state agencies to provide information that helps them with their management and or other responsibilities. We do all of this underneath the laws that direct us to our mission under the National Marine Fisheries Service. As John mentioned, the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and others give us our marching orders in terms of what our priorities are relative to those laws. We then want to make sure that within those boundaries, that we're collecting the information that is truly equitable across the Alaska region. So how do we do that? How do we collect the information that's needed on the management side of the house? We have our surveys. We have field work research projects. So are the data we're collecting there, are the footprints of those surveys and research projects equitable? Do they represent your needs? Observer programs. So we're monitoring the commercial fishery catches better than anywhere in the world here in Alaska. Are they equitable? Do they represent your needs? Marine mammal programs. We have co-management programs that focus on biology as well as management within the Science Center. We have stock assessments. Do those stock assessments, which bring all of those survey data together, represent your communities and how they are used in management. And then lastly, laboratories, where a better understanding of how species interact with the environment, interact with other species, and in particular, in more recent years, focus on climate change, and make sure that we understand what's coming. So how do we do all that? The five different divisions that we have within the Alaska Fisheries Science Center are focused on a number of different projects underneath our mission. The Auk Bay Laboratories Division here in Juneau, Alaska, is focused on a number of research and assessment pieces of the of our portfolio. We have salmon as a focus here at the Auk Bay Laboratories, stable fish, a number of ecosystem and diet studies, our main genetics program, as well as our mariculture program are all located here at the Auk Bay Laboratories Division. And this, again, fits from both the data collection, the biology, and the assessment side for a number of those species. Our second division is the Fisheries Monitoring and Analysis Division. This is known as the Observer Program. So this is the program that is supporting up to hundreds of observers every day at sea on commercial fishing vessels and in plants, processing plants throughout the state, and making sure that we have complete understanding of what's going on with the catch, with the bycatch in the commercial fisheries. And those data are then provided to the stock assessment authors and to the managers to, again, make sure that we're aware of the trends in both catch and bycatch. Our third division is our Marine Mammal Laboratory Division. This is the group that is the scientists that are focused on marine mammals in the state. They are looking at everything from marine mammal abundance, distribution, to their biology and condition. The Marine Mammal Laboratory Division is focused on providing the science associated with our co-management partnerships, focused on subsistence use of marine mammals in addition to other marine mammals in the state, quite a large mission. Our Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Division, is our survey division. This is the largest survey division focused on fish and crab species, where, again, we start by looking at abundance, but we're also interested in biology, in condition, relationship to the ecosystem, and then that is their other focus is ecosystem surveys. And this is where we're looking at changes in the environment, changes in the prey that are available for commercially important and subsistence important species. This is where we're looking at changes due to climate change in the ecosystem functions. And our last division is the Research Ecology and Fisheries Management Division. This is the division that takes all of that information, puts them into models, looks at trends over time, focuses on diet studies to better understand how different species are interacting, looks at climate models that help tell us with predictive modeling. And then lastly, our socioeconomic program is within this division. And this is where we are looking at the effects of our decisions on social science, working with the communities, as well as the economic responses to some of the decisions and our commercial fisheries in Alaska. So with all of these divisions and this focus, our goal is to make sure that we are actually representing everyone. There are a number of topics, as was mentioned early in this presentation, that are very important to your regions. And the topics are different in each of your regions. So we very much look forward to your input on what we're doing well, what we might be missing. And along that, I want to make sure we reiterate the importance of our tribal research coordinator position. Mabel Baldwin-Schaefer has been mentioned. Her role is to help us bridge that gap between the Western science and the data collections that are being made by the center with the tribal needs in the communities. bringing a tribal perspective to make sure that with respect to equity, we're considering the different perspectives from the communities that are affected and or reliant on the marine resources that we're responsible for. So with that, I am going to thank you and turn this over to Emily.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's an honor and pleasure to have you with us today to talk about our topic of equity and environmental justice. As Maggie mentioned earlier in our introduction, I'll be providing some highlights from the National EEJ strategy and the steps that we're taking in the region to develop an implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. So if you're following along in the slide deck attached to your email invitation, I'm beginning on slide 5. We're excited to share the finalized NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice National Strategy that was released May 22nd of this year, and there's a link on the bottom of that slide that will lead you to that document. And recognizing that not all communities have had equal access to NOAA Fisheries services, we embarked on a multi-year process to develop this strategy. The EEJ strategy guides us to serve all communities more equitably and effectively, and reflects input that we received as part of our extensive nationwide public outreach and engagement process. So in summary, the public feedback that we received was specific to the implementation of our national EEJ strategy, but we feel the input is also applicable to our NOAA Fisheries Implementation Plan for Alaska. So in short, NOAA recognizes that the formal engagement process, particularly around new regulations, makes it hard for underserved communities to respond. The short timelines and lack of transparency in management processes also makes people feel that the regulations are already written or that their feedback has no impact. Thus, there was an agency recommendation to communicate early and often with tribes and our stakeholders. Also, we must coordinate better amongst ourselves, such as within our fishery management councils, our NOAA line offices, and our other federal agencies, so that our work is aligned, but also so that communities are not overburdened with requests to engage with us. And finally, we need to support capacity for NOAA EEJ work by hiring local, place-based staff with cultural and language expertise and research the social impacts of management decisions on people and our communities. We created this strategy using input from NOAA Fisheries staff and the public, and will continue to engage with communities to implement the strategy at regional and programmatic levels. I just want to take a quick moment to thank our Alaska tribal partners who submitted comments on the national EEJ strategy, including the Aleut community of St. Paul Island, Aleutians East Borough, Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, Association of Village Council Presidents, Kowarik Incorporated, the Kuskokwim and Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commissions, the Tanana Chiefs Conference, as well as individual members of your tribal communities. And we look forward to receiving feedback from you directly as we focus on developing an implementation plan for Alaska. So moving on to slide 6, we identified 3 overarching goals to move us closer to EEJ for all underserved communities. Our first goal is to prioritize identification, equitable treatment, and meaningful involvement of underserved communities. Our second goal is to provide equitable delivery of services to our communities. And finally, our third goal is to prioritize EEJ and our mission work in order to show progress. NOAA Fisheries has identified 6 core and interrelated areas that we can improve upon. We begin in the center with empowering environment, which means we need to institutionalize EEJ with leadership support and a trained and diverse workforce. Moving on to plans and policies, we need to remove structural barriers to equity that may perpetuate inequality in access to those resources or regulatory burdens. In our research and monitoring, we need to diversify research methods and knowledge sources we use to collect the data that's used in our decisions to better assess the impacts of our management decisions. For outreach and engagement, we need to improve information sharing both to and from communities. And for benefits, we need to ensure fisheries and financial benefits are distributed equitably. And finally, for inclusive governance, we need to support the meaningful involvement of underserved communities in decision-making processes. Moving on to slide 7, NOAA Fisheries will accomplish our goal in two phases. For our Alaska EEJ engagement, phase 1, this began in May of this year and will run until December 2023, where we've been hosting a few conversations among various tribal forums and fishery groups and are now kicking off our town hall teleconferences with the tribes. We are gleaning information on preferred methods, the best season and timing, and locations to engage with you, as well as the best ways to solicit feedback from you. This information will be compiled into our draft December EEJ Phase 1 implementation plan. For our Alaska engagement Phase 2, the NIMS Alaska Working Group has developed and submitted a budget proposal for fiscal year 24-25. Phase 2 will occur January through September 2024, where we hope to expand, budget pending, our conversations with you. If we do not receive funds to support this effort, we'd like to still hold hub meetings in key locations to gather tribal feedback in order to compile and document your concerns. These may be in the form of virtual meetings. This information will be incorporated into the NOAA Fisheries EEJ final implementation plan for Alaska by the end of the year 2024. So in short, our next steps include finishing hosting our EEJ town hall teleconferences with you across Alaska, hosting public meetings for non-tribal underserved communities in November of 2023, and a public in-person hybrid virtual meeting during the December council meeting. We hope to solicit written feedback and verbal comments from you by December 1st. And then we'll be compiling all of that feedback received into our Alaska EEJ implementation plan that includes your initial comments that will be sent to our NOAA headquarters for review by December 31st of 2023. It's really important to keep in mind that this is just our initial start of our conversation with you. We are interested in future follow-up engagements where we can have more in-depth conversations together, whether this is through future teleconferences or virtual meetings or in-person engagements, if we receive that budget from headquarters. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Maggie, who's going to open up our discussion and Q&A session. Maggie.
Thank you, Emily and John and Bob. Now we'd like to move into the Q&A session, as Emily suggested. This is your chance to ask clarifying questions, but most importantly, it's also a chance for you to help guide us in the development of this EEJ implementation strategy. It would be great if, when you open up your mic, you could answer a few questions, including what are the best ways for us to engage further with you on this topic, and when's the best time to do that. As Emily suggested, we would love to explore the potential of holding regional hub meetings with tribal organizations, tribal governments, and want to know if that's something you think would be something you'd be interested in participating in. Now I'd like to have the operator give the instructions on how you can ask a question, and then we'll start to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
So as people are thinking about whether or not they want to ask a question or what they want to ask or what information they might want to share, I want to remind you that today's PowerPoint presentation, as well as a recording of today's session, can be found on our website, or will be found on our website. And if you want to find out where to locate that, if you go into Google and do a Google search, type in NOAA Fisheries Alaska EEJ, that will take you right to our homepage for this implementation plan. So you'll find that information. You'll also find a link to provide written comment if you'd like to do that. There's a form there, and you are welcome to submit comment to us via email, and you can send that directly to Amelie, myself, and there's a couple other general email addresses for you to send information to if you prefer to do that. There will also be information on that page that includes upcoming town halls and other public meetings. So hopefully we're providing a number of opportunities in this initial stage for collecting input on how we go about developing this implementation plan. Operator, are we seeing any questions yet?
I'm currently showing no questions.
We'll give people a minute to think about that. And again, if you don't have any today, we realize we just shared a lot of information as you're thinking about it. Even if you have a follow-up question related to any of the content that was presented today or you require more information on a topic we shared, we're happy to do that. You can email myself. I think most of you should have received an email from me, so you should have my email address. Or you can reach out to Amelie Wilson or our tribal research coordinator at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, Mabel Baldwin Schaefer. We're all at the @NOAA.gov address, and you just use our first and our last name with a period between the two and @NOAA.gov, and you can reach any of the three of us that way. I am not seeing any other questions at this time, so I would like to turn the call back over to Amelie first, and Bob and John to see if there's anything they would like to add.
Thank you, Maggie. I just want to thank our partners for joining us today. And if you are available and want to talk with us, please feel free to reach out to any one of us. As Maggie has mentioned, this includes myself as Tribal Relations Coordinator in the region, Maggie Mooney-Seuss as our Communications Program Manager for the Science Center, and Mabel Baldwin Schaefer, our Tribal Research Coordinator. We would really be delighted to talk with you. So please reach out to any one of us listed on slide 9 of your slide deck that was provided in your email invitation. And if you need some time, if you're like me, sometimes you think about questions that pop up after a telephone conference or meeting, and you need some time to kind of consider these questions and would like to provide written feedback, please use the following link that is in slide 9. It's a form, a feedback form that we were requesting from you on EEJ. And please share this information and the feedback form within your tribal networks, particularly for those who may not have been able to participate with us today. Thanks.
Thanks very much for that, Amelie. This is John again, and I just want to emphasize again in hopefully really basic terms what we're trying to do here. We know that some of NOAA Fisheries stakeholders in Alaska interact with us all the time. They attend meetings with us. They testify at public hearings. They provide written comments, very engaged. And we also know that there are a lot of others out there who may be well served by the way that we communicate, the way we share information, that perhaps we are not meeting everyone's needs. Most likely we are not. So we're trying to get a better handle on that and do a better job at reaching out to groups, communities that historically have been underserved. And that's not limited to Alaska Native groups, but we know it's very important to have a specific type of communication with our Alaska Native partners, and so that's why we wanted to provide this opportunity today to talk with tribes and Native organizations, consortiums, et cetera, to specifically seek your input on how can we better tailor our information flow to meet your needs. So we really do look forward to your input either today or thank you.
And I would just add, this is Bob again, that this is really an important opportunity, and I highly encourage you to consider responding, providing us some feedback. There's always opportunity to improve the information that we collect. There's always opportunity to communicate how the decisions we make in affect you and your communities. So highly encourage you to see this as an opportunity. Consider reaching out to us in the many ways that have been communicated to you, and let us know how we can help you. Let us know how we can be more equitable in the use of public funds to represent you in the mission of the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Thanks, Bob, Emily, and John. I'd just like to give people one more chance. If they do want to open up their mics, hit star one, and then the operator can put you in a queue so we can take questions or hear comments. Very interested in hearing from you on how you think today's session went, things we could do better, what worked. If you like the conference call format, I would love to hear that kind of feedback. So anything you want to say at this point, we welcome. All right. Well, thank you very much again for taking time out of your schedules to visit with us today. And as I said, we see this really as the start of a conversation, at least we hope, with all of you. Emily and I and Mabel and others on this call are also happy to speak to you directly. If you're interested in having one or all of us give a presentation to your tribal council or organization, having some further discussions in a smaller group setting, we're very happy to do that. We may be limited in that we might have to do that virtually or via conference call, but we're happy to do it that way if that works for you. So keep that in mind as something going forward as an option for further discussion with us. And again, I thank you all very much for your time today.